You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
For God, the only living God, hallelujah, a God who is present, a God who is with us right now, amen, a God who reigns, our sovereign God, the Most High God. Father God, we acknowledge you first and foremost, amen, hallelujah, and then I acknowledge you. Welcome, you are blessed coming into this hour, you are blessed. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Amen. Today the Lord says that he told me, he said, I want a place of prayer. I want you to create a place of prayer. Amen. So that is what we are doing now. That's what is happening, is we're entering into a place of prayer. We're entering into a place of solace, a place of refuge. We are entering into a secret place. Amen. The Bible says that when we pray in secret, God will reward openly. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Say, God, I know that you are rewarding openly as I pray in your secret place. Amen. Amen. And I thought when God said that, you know, sometimes we can have, or a lot of times or all the time, we have our plan. Hallelujah, somebody. But I don't want to be in my plan. I want to be in God's plan, because in God's plan, and in God's place, and in God's instruction, and in God's in obedience to God's command, that is where the miracles and the signs and the wonders take place. That's where all things are possible. That's where nothing is too hard for God. That is where supernatural, amen, overrides the natural. Hallelujah, someone. Come on. So I want to be in a place, I want to live in a place of God's supernatural miracle working power. Hallelujah, someone. Can we just say that together? I want to be in your place of supernatural, your miracle working power. We want to be in your will, oh God, and not in our own will. In your will. In your will is yes and amen. Hallelujah. So right now, we humble ourselves. Do me a favor. Come on. Do me a favor. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can't see your chats and stuff, but I know that we are one. If you are watching and you remain in this place, that means you trust. I trust you, Father God. I trust you. I trust you. I don't trust in my natural circumstances. I don't even trust in myself. Come on, some of us, we got to stop trusting in ourselves more than we trust in God. Okay, shut up. Okay, amen. I trust more in you. My trust is in you and not in man. My trust is in you and not in myself. My trust is in you and not the almighty dollar. My trust is in you, amen, and not in the condition. My trust is in you and not in the economy. My trust is in you and not what I see, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, what I'm smelling. My trust is in you, oh God, and not what people are saying. Hallelujah. My trust is in you, oh God. Come on. Our trust is in you, oh God. Hallelujah. And not in the reports. Amen. But in the good news in this report, in this report, in this report, in this report. Thank you, oh God. So I ask that we all participate in this hour, amen, in we cast our cares right now. Whatever is like coming up on your mind, hallelujah, whatever's coming up in your spirit and thoughts that are trying to exalt itself, amen, let's take it captive, amen. And bring it into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. And so we take these thoughts captive and the worries captive and the situations captive and life issues captive. Come on, instead of arresting us and dictating to us, no, we take it captive right now and we give it to you, oh God. Whatever that thing is that's weighing on you and that you're toiling mentally about, physically, amen, toiling in the workplace, toiling on the job, toiling in your family, toiling in relationship, toiling in finances, toiling, wherever that toiling place is, we cast, we release, we even if we have to keep doing it, keep practicing at doing it. Hallelujah. Again, this hour we're praying and we're worshiping and we're stirring the atmosphere. And although we are in the natural in different places, spiritually we are one. What's required to participate in this, come on, is faith. Come on. Let's step out of our natural and get into faith. Somebody says step into faith. Step into faith. We step into faith, knowing God that we are in your presence now. The Bible says to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, that we may obtain grace for that which we need. God, we thank you for supplying our every need today. But before we even get into anything else, God, we humble ourselves and we present our bodies unto you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. And Father God, we ask that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. And Father God, we ask that you will wash us clean from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will purify us, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this time of communion, communicating with you, oh God. We thank you for this time, hallelujah, Reba Shanda. We thank you for this time, oh God, of relation, having relationship with you, oh God. And we thank you for this time, oh God, of getting entangled with you, amen, and disentangling us from things of the world and unlocking us to that which has us bound, mentally bound, physically bound, emotionally bound, relationally bound, amen, hallelujah, relationally oppressed, mentally oppressed, financially oppressed, physically oppressed, socially oppressed, oh God. We disentangle ourselves from those things right now that we may get all nestled up all in your bosom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That now we are at your address. We are at the address of the Lord's bosom. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Okay, again, I hear the Lord saying, when we enter into the house of thank you, Jesus, what's required, amen, is faith. how we begin to understand and perceive and discern is by faith. This is a faith place. Welcome to faith. Welcome to faith. Amen. Welcome to faith. Welcome to faith. As I'm hearing, welcome to faith. Let's turn to, yes, we're, this is how we're praying today. We're praying standing on the word, standing on scripture. Amen. As we turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. I'm reminded also of Jesus when he was led out into the wilderness. Hallelujah. And the devil came. Amen. Trying. Hello, trying to tempt him and trying to get him out of pocket, off of God's will, and distract him and to worship him. Hallelujah, somebody. The Jesus overcame, and Jesus won that little bout with the enemy. How? By the word. He spoke the word. Amen. He stood on scripture. Every thing that the enemy had to say, every twisted thing, every lying thing, every distorted thing. Come on. How many of us know? The enemy try to get you to see something and distort it a certain way, a whisper, a manipulation or a deceit, and get you entangled, amen, or distracted, amen, or in caught up, amen, hallelujah. But the same way Jesus had to stand and respond, I hear the Lord saying, we got to stand and pray. And we got to stand in faith. Amen. And we got to stand, hallelujah, and resist temptations and resist the bouts of the enemy. Amen. And how is it done? By faith. By faith. By faith. Come on, somebody say, by faith. So I'm going to read as we renew our minds, amen, and as we are massaged by scripture, let the scripture massage us, amen, and soften us, amen, and moisturize us, amen. We thank you, oh God, for this word that is satisfying those hungry places within our soul. We thank you, oh God, for restoring our soul. We thank you, Father God, that this word, as we receive it, is massaging our minds and giving us peace where there's a torment, and giving us peace where there's depression, and giving us peace where there's strife and storms. We thank you, oh God, that you, as we consume the word, you are rebuking storms. Amen. Hallelujah. And you are giving us your peace that surpasses understanding. We choose today to consume your peace. I'm eating. Come on, our daily bread. Somebody say, I'm eating and consuming the Lord's peace, the Lord's shalom. Hallelujah. I'm ingesting the Lord's shalom right now. Come on, let's ingest God's shalom. Hallelujah. I'm taking my medicine of shalom. Come on, somebody. Now, faith is the assurance. I'm reading out of the NRSV. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not experience death. And he was not found because God had taken him, for it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. Come on, somebody say, I want to please you, Lord God. So I'm going to stand in faith. So I'm going to stand in faith because I'm hearing the Lord say that as we please God by standing in faith and walking by faith and responding in faith. Come on. Sometimes we got to respond in faith, and that looks, that's contrary to the response that is rightfully so in the natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Wait, what? Hold on, what? It's impossible when God says that all things with him, all things are impossible. So that shows me that when we're not in faith, that we are separating ourselves from God, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. There we go. There we go. There we go. I'm gonna pull it up on my phone in the King James, but come on, this is the scripture that we're standing on today. And without faith, come on, somebody. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So as we are praying today, what we're doing is we're seeking God. And as we seek God, we know that it's not an empty seeking, that this is not a seeking in vain, that this is a seeking that will be rewarded, that this is a asking that will be answered, that this is a knocking that will be opened, a door open unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. That this is a seeking that we're going to find. That we're going to find. It's the same way, like I had a vision of like looking for keys. You're looking for your keys. You don't stop until you find them. Hello. I'm hearing the Lord say to somebody, don't stop. Don't give up. You keep, because you will find. Because you will receive. Because it will be opened. Because my promises will come to pass in your life. Because it is guaranteed. Sometimes in the seeking and in the knocking and in the asking, something else happens to us, amen. And that something else that happens is called God. And something else that happens, and that something else that happens is a transformation. And something else happens as we are seeking and as we are asking and as we are knocking. And that something else that happens, hallelujah, is a peace, amen, that comes from on high. And there's something else that happens, and that's called wisdom, hallelujah, that's not like earthly, worldly wisdom, but a wisdom from the kingdom of God, hallelujah. And there's something else that happens, and that's something else that happens as we are asking, and as we are seeking, amen, and as we are knocking, hallelujah, as we begin to learn about our Father and we begin to take on his ways, hallelujah, and we begin to take on his actions and we begin to respond the way our Father responds, and we learn, and there's an intimacy that happens, amen, in the asking and seeking and in knocking, that things that happen that we didn't know to ask for, in places of revelation that where we didn't know to knock and we didn't know to look. So there's more that happens than I'm even speaking right now. We, hello, hello, I'm hearing the Lord. Hello, hello, I'm hearing the Lord God Almighty. Hello, I hear you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And there's something else that happens is the glory of God. Hello, and I'm hearing the Lord now. Hello, and there's something else that happens are God's miracles and signs and his wonders. Something else that happens is we learn to follow God. And something else that happens is we learn, we grow in our faith and become bold in our faith and radical in our faith. And there's something else that happens, hallelujah, as we are asking and seeking and knocking. And as we are asking and seeking and knocking, I'm reminded of Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. And that something else that happens is we get so lost in following God that we don't care about things anymore the way we used to care about them. And our likes change, amen, and our tastes change, amen. And there's an elevation that happens as we get lost in the seeking of God. And as we are seeking God, come on, I hear the Lord saying that our expectations change and our expectations increase. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and we stop settling and we stop caring about what people think and we care more about what God thinks. And as we are seeking and we get lost in that place of following God, hallelujah, insecurities become securities. Come on, somebody. And there's a confidence, Reba Shando Bosia, that falls on us and our countenance change. And there's more that happens, amen, that as the all things are added unto us, come on, we are now upgraded. We are now upgraded, amen, in physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, socially, amen. Hallelujah. There's more. And then I think, come on, and then I think, because walking by faith, that is being proactive, amen, is being ahead of the game, amen, is being fully prepared, amen, hallelujah. It's the strategy. Come on. Because God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And I'm thinking right now, what's coming to my spirit right now, come on, strategy, amen. It's how Gideon, come on. It's how Gideon took Jericho, that which was straightly shut up. No one in, no one out. Faith is strategy. We begin to get the strategy. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded that the men that God chose to follow Gideon, it was the ones that lapped the water. Amen. That drunk like a dog. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You can't be so concerned. We can't be so concerned with what we're hearing and what we're seeing and what people are saying and what's going on and trying to keep up with so-and-so. And we listen, and even like so busy wanting success, hallelujah, but that we're trying to obtain it and do it to the way the world is, which is outside of God's way. Come on, amen, hallelujah. When we step into faith, amen, then we will achieve a success that's greater than. I'm seeing Joseph. He achieved success where he wasn't even in line. He wasn't even considered next for. Joseph was in the prison. The success that came to him was from the palace. How did the palace find the prison? Hold on, we gotta stop. Why? Because the palace wouldn't even begin to even consider. It wouldn't even be on the long list at the end of the list to be like, I'm going to go try to find somebody up in prison. Not a prisoner. But faith, amen. Faith keeps you before God, amen, who is a ruler, amen, and who is creator of heaven and earth, whose footstool is the earth. So what we see so high and exalted, God, that's under God's foot. That's under God's foot, amen. I'm even hearing the Lord even right now. That which we exalt sometimes, hello, we exalt problems, we exalt issues, we exalt again, this word entanglements, it just keeps coming up today. What is the Holy Spirit saying? We exalt that. We exalt oppressive situations, amen, and we exalt abusive things. What do you mean, Pastor Mick, when you say you're exalted? Then it starts to define us, it starts to dictate, and it changes, it starts to speak to us and tell us what kind of decisions to make and what you can trust and what you can't trust and what you can do and what you can't do and what you can have and what you can't have. Because we are exalting that stuff. And even if we don't realize it, we're allowing that to rule us and stir us down a path. But notice, all that stuff is under God's feet. And I see his feet that was pierced for you and I. So we got to step in faith and begin and trusting and believing and holding and cleaving even through the darkness, through the valleys of the shadow of death, through and stop exalting people. I hear the Lord saying to someone, stop exalting people, because they still under the foot of God, the feet of God. Stop exalting people. The greatness that you see in people, that's just a fragment, little a grain of sand that cometh from God Almighty. So if you see that little grain of sand, that greatness that's like, oh my gosh, you see that, that's a little grain of sand. And God said, well, why you just don't come and worship me? Well, why you just don't come and exalt me like that? Spend some more time. Watch what I do with you. Watch what I do through you. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Even those right now the Holy Spirit is speaking to, that even if you're questioning whether he exists or you are adamant that he does not exist, I say give him a chance. I say try it on. Try it on for a second and see what happens. I guarantee. And as surely as I say that, y'all, listen, I'm in my Bible app because I want to pull up a different version of this. But I guarantee, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I guarantee. It's a guarantee I'm going to bless you. It's a guarantee I'm going to provide. Who is looking for God to provide? We thank you, oh God, that in a season, in a seeing an economy, amen, inflating and experiencing drought, those experiencing drought financially, amen. I thank you, oh God, lift your hands up if you are needing a financial blessing, because there's a guarantee that as we stay in this place of faith and we stay in this place of seeking, we stay in this place of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. As we stay in this place that Jehovah Jireh will provide, He will provide. He is providing. So, Father God, as we have our hands lifted, as we have our hands lifted in faith, by faith, I am reminded and I'm seeing Moses, Aaron, and Ur at the top of the mountain, amen, with their hands lifted up. And as long as their hands were lifted up to you, the battle that was happening down below, amen, hallelujah, they were winning. Israel was winning. God's people were winning. I'm here to tell you that we are, as we have our hands lifted up right now, we are at the top of the mountain worshiping God. And the battles that are going down below, outside of this hour space, when you get back out to, amen, hallelujah, going to and fro, and you enter back the workplace and you pick up the school things, and it's like, oh, and the children things, oh, and the marital things, oh, and ministry things, oh, and business things, and oh, and these things, and that things, and this thing, and that thing, and oh, the body things, and the pain things, and the issue things, and the wound things. As we go back out, I hear the Lord saying that as we have our hands lifted high, that you will provide, and that we will experience your glory in all those areas that look like it's overtaking you and looks like it's drowning and looks like there's no way out, and looks like there's more bills than not, and it looks more dry and is more dry and it feels more dry, and it is because it is dry and it is a dry. I hear God saying that I'm gonna cause water out of the most unusual places. Hello, it's Bible. It's Bible. Amen. It's in the scripture. Hallelujah. I'm reminded that Moses, come on, somebody. God told Moses to strike the rock and water came out. There was in a drought and water came out of a rock to hydrate. And listen. One rock. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One rock nourished and hydrated millions. One rock. One boulder. How big was this rock? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that it speaks to even that Jesus being the rock. Jesus, we're calling on you. Jesus is the rock. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are hydrating us right now, that you are giving us your living water. We ask for your living water. Isn't that what he said to the woman in Samaria? If you knew who was speaking to you, who was asking, you would ask him for drink. Well, guess what? In our prayer session now, we are asking for you, oh God, to give us drink. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are asking for you to give us drink, Lord God. Give us drink. Hydrate our finances. Hallelujah. Hydrate, oh God, our minds. Hallelujah. Hydrate our hearts. Hallelujah. Hydrate our bellies. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hydrate our bellies. Fill us up, Lord God. Fill us up till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up until we overflow. Thank you, Lord. We want to run over. We want to run over. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for filling us up. We believe that you are providing. I thank you, oh God, for your healing grace that you are providing, your healing grace, amen, and those who are broken and those who are hurting and in those painful places, in those places of things out of alignment, even in our bodies and nerve issues, amen, and limb issues and blood issues. You are healing, hallelujah, in mind issues and migraine issues and headache issues. You are healing. We thank you right now, oh God, and vision issues. You are healing, even spiritual vision and a purpose vision. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are healing where we are blind, and it may not even be like a little physical blindness, but where we are blind, oh God, we thank you for vision. We thank you for causing us to see. We thank you for a second wind where we are tired and exhausted. We thank you, oh God, amen, hallelujah, for your for a boost. We thank you for giving us a boost. And we thank you, oh God, for those who need a head start. Amen. We thank you for the head start. And we thank you. We call in the opportunities and the God-tunities. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, the unusual. That's standing out to me, unusual, because even when how the Holy Spirit mentioned water being provided out of the rock. Amen. It's an unusual place. And I'm also reminded how the Holy Spirit brought up Joseph and how Joseph was exalted in an accelerated fashion. Amen. Hallelujah. And from he was standing in an unusual place. He was standing in the least likely, in the unlikely place. Come on, faith. Come on, faith. Thank you. In the unusual places, God is functioning and working from the unusual places. We are looking in the usual places. Hello. Hello. Good morning. We are looking in the usual places, and God said, I want to do it from the unusual place. And the only way that the unusual can get our attention is by, come on, somebody say it, faith. The only way by faith. I'm here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit even begin to speak about unusual places. And unusual places, it means that your resume might look like this. One thing on it. Or your resume might look like this. Ain't nothing on it. Amen. An unusual, it may be your experience. What's your experience in? It don't look like nothing. Or, come on, faith. Let's read. Oh, come on, faith. Come on, faith. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Come on, faith, and unusual. Hallelujah. Maybe what's your bank account looking like? What? Come on, we qualify, but you gotta have this amount in your bank account. What's your bank account looking like? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on, faith. When I dipped down just like that and came back up, you know what God, the Holy Spirit put on my spirit? Naaman, who had leprosy. Come on. And the man of God told, the man of God, Elisha told him to go and dip into the Jordan 7 times. Faith, that dipping. When is the last time in the natural? Because we're talking about being in faith. I'm dipping in faith. When is the last time? When is the last time that going and dip into a body of water for 7 times is the cure to a disease that has you outcast and you have to be secluded? Amen. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. When God does what he does and how he does miracles, signs and wonders, it don't make sense. So why are we trying to be up in the, it makes sense? I hear the Lord saying, I want to promote and I want to move and I want to do in your career where it don't make sense. It don't make sense. Somebody say it don't make sense. We trying to be in the sense when God's trying to have us in the millions. Hallelujah. It don't make sense. Why are we trying to be in a sense? Why are we trying to be in a sense? Come on, somebody. I'm looking to see if I have some sense around. Shut up. Hold on. Come on, look. It don't make sense. I got sense. Why are we trying to have sense? Why are we trying to have sense? When what we need is faith. Hallelujah. When what we need is faith, that will cause us to experience heaven on earth. So, I wish I had more sense, y'all. But what I do have is an overflow of faith. Come on, faith sense. Yeah, shut up. Faith sense, amen. I'm turning over my sense. Come on. In reaping a return of greater than, of abundance. We are turning over our sense right now, oh God, to reap a faith sense, amen, that is exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. That is that I haven't seen, ear haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. What you have planned, what you are doing. Why? Why we just want to settle for what we already seen and think that, no, let's lose ourselves in this place of faith. Let's find ourselves in this place of faith. Let's be transformed in this place of faith. Let's overcome in this place of faith. Let's see victory in this place of faith. Let's acquire and possess the land in this place of faith. Let's enter into our land flowing with milk and honey in this place called faith, from this place called faith, by this place called faith. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Let's reflect the kingdom of God. Let's reflect God and his righteousness by this place, by this walk called faith. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see the impossible be possible. Be like a regular thing. Be like, oh yeah, oh that's simple. 1 + 1 = 2. Where everybody's like, oh no, that's impossible. And be like, wait, what? It's 1 + 1 = 2. It's so easy. Why? Because now we have God's vision and we're taking on. I'm just looking again. I'm just looking for another version, y'all. I'm just looking for another version of the scripture so we can really get up in it by faith that please God. Come on, somebody. Come on. Faith is about pleasing God. So in this hour, in this season, may we be about pleasing God and not even ourselves. Why? I can forego pleasing myself because I know when I please God, I'm over drowning in pleasures and I'm overly satisfied. Amen. And I'm overly full. Amen. Because God takes care of as I hear the Holy Spirit, as you set your mind and your efforts on pleasing God, it's reciprocated. He's a God that reciprocates, but it's a reciprocation that far outweighs ours. I saw like we giving him a little drop of water, and then he's like flooding us. He's giving us like the Pacific Ocean. Okay, so I'm gonna please him with my little, okay? Okay, because it's not like a natural, amen, where we trying to please people and then they disappoint us, amen. I ain't about trying to please nobody. I'm about pleasing God. Why? Because then when I make him my numero uno, when I make him my number one, when I make it about him, then he teaches me how to not please people with the expectation of receiving from them, but just giving and loving thy neighbor as thyself. And I'm up in the Lord's pocket, amen. Walking out these commandments, amen. Being the salt, hallelujah, of the earth and a light to this world. So let's be the salt and let's be the light. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, and watch. Me provide the salt and provide the seasoning and provide the favor and provide the peace and provide the joy and provide the wealth. And come on, that's the salt, amen. And that's the light. Come on, what's the light? What's the light look like in the darkness of your finances? So that's called prosperity. and let us experience the salt and the light in our lives and in our children's lives and our family members' lives and our career and the life of our career and our purpose. And I thank you, oh God, for the light and purpose. What's the light in that area of purpose is now what you dreamed, amen, or what he spoke to you manifested, or even hello, what's that look like for somebody who, for those of us who don't even know what our purpose is? That looks like knowing what your purpose is and working with your purpose is, and not even just you knowing what your purpose is, but everybody around you know what your purpose is. Why? Because they see it, they smell it, they feel it, they experiencing it. Amen. 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 I know that you're gonna experience the goodness of God. I know this in your land. I know this. Why? Because God is the one that said, create this place of prayer. So that's what we're doing. And we're going to do it. 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 And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to stay here until God tells us to move some other kind of way. Amen. Because as the children of Israel was led by God in his glory, a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. Oh, yes, that's what we are doing. And Pastor Mika, and thank you, Jesus. That's how we're walking that. I walk it out, right? Hello? Come on. And that's how we're walking it out in this 2022. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Listen, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance toward you and give you his peace. Yaberekika Adonai Veshmiracha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Viku Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. God's miracles, signs, and wonders overtake you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.